Blog Talk Radio.
Is there anybody out?
I swear I feel so all alone. Back down on my knees again, hoping you can keep me strong. I can't fall asleep tonight. I took too many sleeping pills. I drunk too many Miller Lite, and I can feel the reaper near. So please forgive me for my sins. I am just another man. Sorry for the pain that I've caused. I know you understand. These demons are driving me insane. I've been going mad. Probably ought to blow out my brain. Cause I'm hurt bad. And I fight. Got the plans. All the other things. Probably got me using more drugs. Along with the other things. I'm slowly fading into my thoughts. And I'm drifting in and out of space. And I don't believe I'm waking up with the alcohol. I'll be somebody else, cause I ain't been me, and I can't even shake these roots. I put that down every day. The more I try to sneak me out, it's like the more I change with my childhood. Fucked up, raised around a single mom. Hope my daddy didn't give a fuck, she ain't let it do his job. Separated family, and I don't know my next of kin. These days,
girls, what's going on? I'm like Scarface, I don't know my next of kin. Any fucked up way? Who in the fuck is them? What's going on out there, girls? Well, how everybody doing today on this good old Friday? I'm doing pretty good out here, you know. Let everybody know, you know, this is a Grudge Inc. sponsored show, and it's sponsored by King B Racing and Grudge Inc. Racing. Jay Moore, King B, for letting me have this show. I so appreciate those fellas. But more or less, it's not about me. This is about Grudge Racing. So with that being said, fellas, we're going to get into this little old thing tonight called Last Minute Lock-In. That's all this is. All we're doing today is having the Last Minute Lock-In. Allocate, probably having a great show coming up Sunday. With the show comes a little old party for Dre. So if y'all got love for Dre, y'all come out and let me at the track and say what's up to me, or put a little gift in my hand or something. I'm just fucking with y'all. Just come say hello to me, happy birthday or something. But I appreciate that, y'all. I appreciate Allocat for doing this for me. But with more than this, like I say, it's more on the racing side than anything else. So we're going to have fun. We're going to do what it do, and we're just going to keep it grudging. So, you know, if anybody got some last-minute lock-ins, you know, just what we're going to do today. This show is called Last Minute Lock-In. All day long, we're going to have a number lock in, If you ready, if you feel like you ready, y'all know us, that Grudge team, you know, we had to get us one. So if anybody been looking at Facebook, they saw who we locked in with. We locked in with Junebug, one of our South Park buddies from out here in Houston, Texas. You know, they've been around the Grudge game a long time. They race, and then, you know, like I say, we like those buddies in. We just going to do a little something on the friendly side. I'm glad to see my boy Lil Bill back. If anybody didn't know, Lil Bill is locked in with Nightmare as well. Nightmare is locked in with Alley Cat, and they're locked in with Lil Bill as well. So I wish those fellas a good deal on racing as well. So hey, with all that being said, you know, hey, we're going to get out there and we're going to do what it do. Yeah, I know, of course, you know, the Grudge, you know, he going to find him a race no matter what. So, you know, he went out and found him a guy that won the race, and, hey, there it is. It's nothing but the race. Nothing but to do it to it now, fellas. So, you know, hey, if anybody on here got somebody they want to call out or they want to attempt to call out or see if they ready for them, hey, y'all free to do that all day long, all night long. Like I say, this show is called Last Minute Lock-In. So, hey, all I can say is, you got a name you want to put out there, put it out there, and put it out there swift, and I can see if I can get in touch with the person or somebody on the line can get in touch with them. But now, what you got to say, man? I know when you locked in to go on the battle, what's happening? What time is it due now?
Shit, man, I'm on 1-8-10-P, man, and shake down, and I'll be ready for Sunday.
I already know.
Yeah, I'm on 1-8-10-P right now. Yeah, they were right now. Hey, you can't get B and them back on their phone. I'm seeking, I need to talk to them boys on the South Side again, man. You got a North versus South, y'all.
Oh,
bring
no,
them motherfuckers South Side motherfuckers back out.
Let me get them on there. I'll get them.
Hey, they weren't looking too good last night, Dre. They were.
Hey, I heard. We're good. We don't need to say no more.
We good. No more, man. I'm finna go shake this bitch down, man. Let this motherfucker chill till Sunday, man. Whatever they give me on the shake, that's what I'm going in the battle with, Drake. I ain't got time to fuck with it. I know they're going to give me something, though. They're going to give me enough to outrun them.
What's going on, sir? What's going on?
Hey, is that Bill?
Yeah, that's Lil Bill.
Hey, Lil Bill. Hey, Lil Bill, get Bud in the mall. I got him now, Drake. Get Bud in the mall, man, because his Bud's son disrespect me the other night, man.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, get him on, man. I need to get him on. Get Bud in the mall. Yeah. I'm gonna show him about who I am, man. Yeah, see, he was born when I used to fuck with his daddy, see what I'm saying? His daddy go way back. He wasn't even born yet. But get him on, man.
Hey, what are you doing, Jack?
Man, get him on. Just get him on. Everybody's gonna hear what he told me. Make sure everybody heard what he told me. Get him on, man. Get the man on. The man got a race car, don't he?
Yeah, he got one.
Is it one? He got all pressure,
don't
he? Yeah, I'm going straight to him, man. Get him on. Get him on. He got everything good as racing, man.
You want him on the phone?
I'm gonna run him. I'm gonna give him everything good before I run his daddy, man. Get him on.
Hey, give me the number, Bill. We on my talk show right now. We on Dre's Mama South.
Hold on. Yeah. Before I run his daddy, I want to run him first. I want to give him everything good as racing.
Oh, God damn.
Yeah. You gotta respect me, man.
This race
shit.
Hey, that go for any other motherfucker that get out of line and get the disrespect. And boy, that's how you gonna show you the fuck
man.
He is.
Hey, I'm sure the fuck I am, man.
Okay.
832.
Okay.
923. All right. 4597. Oh, no, I ain't know you
pissed
Jack out.
Yeah, this is the thing. It pissed me off, man.
I'm
okay, look. Now, you probably got you a cold or something to drink or something. You stepped away from the phone or some shit. Yeah, when he said that shit, man. But I'm finna get him now. You told me he got all pressure. I'm gonna get a man everything in glory racing, man, before I run his daddy. Yeah, I mean, his daddy locked up, but goddamn going about a Sunday at 8 o'clock, man. But I want to get him goddamn before. I want to get rid of him. I'm off with everything in glory racing.
Hey, Bug, you on my show, Bug. What's up?
Huh?
You on the mind for the South show, goddamn. I got somebody on the South to you.
This ain't Bug. This is Son.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. I got you, man. Hey, man, this Bushnell, man. I'm drawing on you, man. Your car ready?
What?
Your car ready?
Nah, my car ain't ready.
Well, you dodge the bullet. I'm going to leave you alone then. Yeah, you dodge the bullet. I'm going to get you, man.
You know, there ain't nothing wrong with racing shit. That's what it is. I'm going to
get you. Yeah, I'm going to get you, man, for disrespecting me that night, man. I'm going to get you.
Hey, little boy.
What's up?
There's a little bill on it. I got your back, y'all. The whole trip. Hey,
you know, I ain't never started sweating since I answered the phone.
The only thing saved you, little bill, you ain't got no heart pressure, man. That's the only thing saved you, man. I'm telling you, I'm playing some good shit, man.
I'm going to go straight to you, man. Hey, say, it's going to be all right when the swelling goes down.
Yeah, it's good.
Hey, I like how your daddy looked last night.
We're
gonna fuck him up for you.
Yeah, he gonna be all right. He gonna be all right. Bushnell just need a good cold cup of water.
I drink shit out of water now. That's good, man. It's gonna be fun, man. It's all good.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna catch your motherfucking ass on that goddamn fiber you got. I know what you got.
Yeah, as soon as I get right, it'll be all right.
Yeah, we're gonna have
one question
in a minute.
Bill,
y'all motherfucking ass ain't safe. Where that black car at? Y'all ain't safe.
You goddamn right.
Y'all ain't safe, man. Yeah, y'all not safe. Y'all not safe either.
I ain't never
saying.
Yeah.
Hey, Bill. Hey, Bill. Bill, how long, Bill? How long, Bill?
I got your name. I want y'all to respect this name.
Man, y'all fuck around. If y'all don't look over there, we fuck around and give y'all a break, man.
I give
exactly.
We fuck around and give y'all a break.
Y'all going to have to give me that anyway.
Yeah. Hey, B, hold on, man. You ain't going to goddamn, you ain't finna goddamn. We offered y'all that. Y'all phone fish on that. You got to ask for it again. You can't get the same special price.
No. Hey. We got a real, we got a real street car. I can go to Fiesta, I can go to Ford Llama, I can go any motherfucker.
Man, that motherfucker gonna run hot like a motherfucker. You don't be on the side of the road with that motherfucker running hot, man. Water hose connection with that motherfucker talking about the street car ass shit.
That ain't no
all that old goddamn shit, man, because it got some goddamn seats and interior in it. That ain't shit, man.
Hey, man.
What? I don't give a damn. I'm going to have to stop tanking it, man.
Hey,
I still ain't a goddamn street car, man.
Bill, that's all shit.
He's trying to cover up, man. He's talking about some street car ass shit. That's what he's trying to do, y'all.
Cause he got some seats in that motherfucker.
Bill,
this is last minute lock in. Who else you want to lock in, goddammit? This is what we got on this show tonight, last minute lock in.
Big Tom is looking for somebody that's doing something stupid.
We want him already, sir. Hey, hold on, man. Let me tell you something. We don't talk about time.
We don't talk no time, man. Where you come with that shit, Bill?
Shit, I already know. If Papa was still around, we
yes,
yeah.
Well done. Yes. Be ready.
Yeah. You're gonna be goddamn ready, man.
Hey, Smoke, I hear you. Boy, I hear him calling you out, boy. He say, be goddamn ready.
Hey,
all the talking over with, man.
My talk
was over when I heard about it. I mean, I had nothing to say to you, man. Hey, I want to know why you got a big old scoop on that car like that, man. Why you got so big? You got a big motor there?
What?
In the blue car.
No, man. That's just a huh? Man, I just said I was going to say like I was driving.
You did what?
I had that.
You make my shit look little. I know I got a big motherfucker. Yeah, you make my shit look little, man.
I just wanted the motor to breathe. I mean, the car was.
You said it right. I wanted the motor to breathe. Yeah, you said it right, man.
Yeah.
Let the bitch breathe, man. Your tempo to breathe.
Yeah. Well, God, the only thing I can tell y'all is that I see y'all there.
Yeah. I'm on my way to train right now. Be y'all at H&P yet?
Huh?
Y'all at H&P yet or y'all headed that way?
No, we hit it that day.
Yeah. I'm goddamn here. I'm right behind. I'm trying to let this goddamn headset charge up, man.
So when my man say
I got Junebug clear down there, I can hear him in that helmet. Yeah, you got that man clear, man. Get out of it.
it's gonna get cold.
Yeah, we're powering them headsets up right now. Say, man, get out of that thing, man. Oh yeah, get off the gas on it.
Man, why the king yet?
Huh?
Why the king there?
Shit, he come. He probably working somewhere. I'm telling him he come. He be there. He say he come with a fist full of cash too, little Bill. I told him he like to gamble.
Yeah.
I told him he like to gamble, man. He say he come with a fist full of cash.
Said he only hold out. He betting
that.
Hold on, y'all.
Yeah, man. But what else you got, man? Man, this man got off his own motherfucking show. I don't fuck with it. I just talk on the show, man. I don't motherfucking host no show. Hell no. I'm finna host between this seat and steering wheel.
Hey, Smoke, you ain't doing nothing tonight out there in detail? You ain't gonna go shake it down?
I don't need no shaking down.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what up, Bill?
Yeah, I'll hang up. I'm in the car, I'll go on with the car. I'll hit y'all right back.
All right. Smoke, you say you don't need no shakedown, huh? Man, that's a confident man, that boy. What a man say.
Where y'all at, Chris? Go ahead, Dre. Chris.
Yeah, man.
Goddamn, take a long charge. This goddamn Kenwood radio up, man. Goddamn. This fucking thing been on a long time.
Yeah, Smoke, you say you don't need to get out there and do nothing, huh? You already made and ready to do what you got to do, huh? I'm going to pull one of your teammates out of the bushes and see what he say. I'm going to pull one of your mates out of the bushes and see which way he going to go. Okay. 832-1060, Nicky Bar.
Dave in your truck?
Nicky boy.
Hey.
Hey, Nick. Oh, yeah, he done got froze.
Hey, Chris.
He done got froze on mute crying and shit.
Boo, where y'all at?
Yeah, boy, it's going to be going down. I just, boy, that's it. No more talking. Oh, there ain't no backing out. Ain't no none of that. It's time to go. We got to go.
Where you at, mate?
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
You ready to say, Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be there, man. I'm fucking running a little late. I'll be there probably about 20 minutes.
All right.
Okay, somebody just put the hand up. There your teammate is. Hey, 3, 2, 10, 60. What's up, Nicky boy?
What's up, Dre?
Man, I don't know how your teammate gonna do out there Sunday, man, against your other partner from the hood.
Oh man, it's gonna be a good race, man. That's what I gotta say.
Which way you going? I'm gonna put your ass on the bus. You gonna either lose a friend or a teammate.
I ain't going to win. Whoever wins, they win.
Nah, you can't do that, nigga boy. You gotta go away.
I could do that. Just me. I could do that.
No, you got.
Yeah, sometimes
Ray,
you get yourself in fucked up position with that shit, man.
Yeah, I already know. That's why I told him. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
Which way you going?
Oh, I'm going hometown. I'm going with that Bill. Shit, hell you mean? They my partner. Okay. They know they still my partner, but I'm going on my own button from the hood.
All right.
Can't throw me on no bullet. I know what I'm doing. Hey, look here. And I'm going to say he going to get left on that tree, too. Jesse going to stomp that motherfucker out of that tree. I know Smooth good light cutting motherfucker and all that, but Jesse a bad motherfucker, too.
Jesse's a bad motherfucker, too.
Yeah. Jesse light cutting motherfucker, right?
Yeah, Jesse leave that motherfucker like he ain't never, like it ain't no tomorrow.
What, he got to be drunk or he got to be sober?
He got to be both. He be in between.
He's in between. God damn.
That's like when the laws get after you. Motherfucker got to get somewhere. That's how Jesse think. Smoke, you my boy and all that, but I believe that ad will come. Boy, I believe 2017 ain't going to be no good year for you, boy.
Damn, bro.
I believe Harv's gonna fuck around and put something on you too. Now, if you lose to that man now, then you know y'all might need to retire from racing for a little while.
Oh man!
Yeah,
well,
that I can tell you, you know, bet your money where you want to bet it, young man.
Yeah, man, hey, that's gonna be done. That's a more depth. That's more, you know. It is what it is, but you know, hey. With you at the helm, the last race I saw you in, you did pretty good. Side you were asleep though. I had to tap on the window to wake you up. But other than that, it ought to be a pretty good race. But I just think at the end down there, Hard's gonna nudge you out.
Dude,
we
sure gonna find out.
That's one thing about it. We will find out in less than 48 hours.
Yeah, less than 48. You just said it, man. Less than 48 hours, man.
More if you scared, you might as well sit in that old deposit and stay your ass at home.
One thing about it, if I was scared, I wouldn't have locked it in, brother.
No, you got a lot of them that lock them in and then back and fuck up out of them.
You say you got a lot of people.
Well, hey. You might be one of the ones that back out of when you see something you don't like.
You ain't seen me lock in now, man.
Yeah, I've seen you duck a few of them though in your time.
So you mean to tell me? I ain't gonna answer that question. Never mind.
Nah, I seen Smooth dunking shit. I was fucking with him about 10-4 now. The first 4 days, he caught shit. He say, man, I'm not running them until I'm ready.
What'd you say? I said, you say that I'm going to pay the pucker, I'm a bad guy. I said, you ain't never seen me lock a race in and bag out of
him. Yeah, that's true.
Me and 10-4 ain't locked in nothing. So what? You talking about 10-4?
No, I just said you bagged out that one that one time.
No, I ain't bagged that shit. We ain't got shit locked in, brother. So I'm talking about races that locked in. Me, I can't locked in, and me and Lil B are locked in. So you saying I'm a bag out of one of them.
I say you're going to lose both of them, but you ain't going to bag out.
Well, that's your opinion.
Yeah, what's up? What's up, boy?
Hey, them boys over there, man, if you come to chat after the show, we might shake down for some goddamn money. I hear they over there.
Who over there?
Boy, them over there already.
Who?
If I get that fat enough, I can shake them boys down for something.
Who you say over there?
Boy, them over there, my Juneberg now.
Oh, shit. Hell yeah, I cut this motherfucker out.
Hey, get over there, man. I might goddamn shake down for some money tonight, boy. Show enough, be a dandy.
Oh, yeah. Let me see. Hold on a minute, man.
See, I shake this motherfucker out. I'll trade it for some money, Dre. I don't give a damn. I'll just trade it. Fuck it. Fuck it, man. I feel confidence in my shit. That bitch look like it's gonna go down through there on this trailer, man.
One thing about it, Bush, like you say, you know what I'm saying? Long you feel confidence in your shit.
Yeah, I'm good, man. Shit. Yeah, I'm good. I'm feeling good, the motherfucker, man. I'm pumped up, excited, happy. All kind of shit, man. I got it all working. But Dredd, man. Man, I'm finna go, man. I'm gonna see y'all, man. I'm gone.
All right, boy. Hey, can't let them folks know what you got going on Sunday, man.
Oh, okay, we on the show?
Yeah.
Oh, man, look here. We got the annual lock-in race this Sunday. This Sunday at HMP in Houston, Texas. We got a very good show. We got a lot of index races. We already got about 6 grudge races already locked in. Gates open at 3 o'clock. Bring the kids. 12 and under free. And we don't have no curfew. Get there late because the first grudge race is about 7:30, 8 o'clock, and it ain't going to stop. You know, we got a lot of cars coming up out of Dallas, surrounding areas, Houston, Louisiana, San Antonio, all the fans. You know, the only thing I can say is get there early because, once the action starts, I don't want you to miss any. I know you're looking at the weather. I'm looking at the weather along with everybody else. So, you know, I don't need 1,000 calls. Trust me, I'm looking at the weather about an hour. I'm looking at it. I'll be looking at it first thing in the morning. So, trust me, we're going to make the best decision. But, you know, how this Houston weather is, just because it say it's 20%, I don't mean it's going to rain.
Yeah.
But, we're going to sit back and enjoy ourselves and have a good time this Sunday. Welcome everybody out to come have a good time. We're going to have a little celebration for old Dre. It's Dre's birthday. So if anybody want to whoop up on Dre or talk about him or whatever they want to do on his birthday, everybody welcome to do it. But
now, y'all didn't hear me say that. Y'all heard Cat say that.
Yeah, I approve that message. Yeah.
Hey, Ken, who you got locked in? Tell everybody who you locked in with.
Well, you know, I run with Horace, you know, Team Alley Cat, you know, I run with Horace, and we locked in with Nightmare out of Dallas. You know, we got to be in the lanes ready to go at 8 o'clock. This is a rivalry that's been going on for a couple of years. And, you know what I'm saying, we never had time to settle it, so we're going to go on and settle our differences.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. 8:30, man. 8:30.
Oh, is 8:30? Brother.
Oh, that sounds like somebody ducking. Somebody ready to go early. Somebody hiding by the hell. Little bit more time. What is that? That's how.
Trying to get the fans done right, Dre. Stop all the bullshit, man. We trying to get right, man.
8:30.
Okay.
8:30. Damn. I hear you, Smoke. That sounds like a little bit of scariness, but it's cool, though.
Whatever, man.
It's cool.
Go ahead, Kev. Go ahead with your announcement, man.
Yeah. I can't say he's scared, Dre, because Nightmare or the whole team is a very tough. Competitor. They got one of the fastest cars out there, and they some good talkers for the game. So I enjoy talking to these guys and having a good time and racing along with them. But that's the difference in us racing them and racing everybody else. We can race them and still have a good time and be friends. Baby, calm down. You know.
Hey, Chad, I ain't trying to get you in trouble, man.
Oh, no, we good.
I ain't trying to get you in trouble.
No, we good, Dre.
Okay. I'm just making sure you ain't no trouble.
No, I got to take my lady out tonight. She with me now.
Well, you got to do that. You got to keep the house happy first or you got to keep yourself, man.
I've been on vacation all week. She's been not 1 hour with her, so she said she wanted to do something tonight. So I kind of gave in to the bullshit, said, all right.
Careful. Also, you know that everybody in the fan know that it's Dre's birthday at 10 o'clock. The party start, and Dre got a special little deal going on for his birthday, so y'all don't miss it. I'll tell you that more later.
Yeah. After 10 o'clock, when all the kids are gone and put away, you know, old Dre gonna goddamn it. He gonna get his swag on. He gonna get his swag on. Yeah. So everybody come out, man. Bring the family. Have a good time. We'll have some adult time. You know what I'm saying? We'll have a good time.
Say something up, man. Tomorrow, if y'all ain't doing nothing, come up there and meet us at 3100 Fountain View up there. It's called Prospect Park. It's free to get in. All you do is pay for whatever you want to do. But it's a little old place right there off of 59 in Fountain View. It's called Prospect Park. It's 59 in Richmond. The address is 3100 Fountain View.
Yeah, I'm gonna make a post probably first thing in the morning, tag a couple of people to it, you know, and we're gonna try to scream out there later on that evening to try to have a little old fan party, you know, a little fan meet and greet.
Everybody meet up there and have fun.
Yeah, kind of just mingle a little bit, you know. Welcome to Houston, you know.
There you go. Nigga boy. Hey, nigga boy, I'm glad you're on here. Nigga boy. Hey, Nick.
I think he
got scared because he heard some voice, Ken. I'm not sure.
Yeah. He do that quite often.
Yeah.
Him and a few more.
Once they had a cat boss, they go in the bushes. They go into hibernation, and I don't understand why.
Hey, he gonna have to have a Uber service later on. Late on tomorrow night. You know how he is.
Yeah, man. He going to have his old lady with him. Because him and Rock, oh, man, them two are the most alcoholicest people in the world. Hey, yeah, she's more. Stop me when I lie.
You lying for us? I know. Shit, I
don't know. Oh, okay. Well, you know he your teammate, so, yeah, you going to stand up for him. Yeah, fellas, everybody, you know, hey, if y'all got somebody y'all want to call out, man, for tomorrow, I mean, for Sunday, goddamn it, hit that one button and screen them names out. I'm surprised ain't nobody called out to Tommy Doe. Now, they supposed to be sneaking in here with something. I don't know what it is they coming with, but I heard they bringing something with Tracy the Drive. No, it ain't the Grey Goose car no more. The Grey Goose car been sold, so we can count on that one. That they coming with something else, and I'm surprised nobody ain't saying nothing to them about race. I mean, ain't nobody said nothing to him by race. I don't know if Motion got his stuff back together or not. He sure ain't said nothing to him by running. Ain't no, you know. There's quite a few bales on here, and you know, all these good bales and all these, you know, people, so hey. I'm all out of that hibernation and say a little something. Yeah, I just heard Button there. He's shaking it down while I'm on it hosting this show, so we be all right. We be real good. We don't need to make one shakedown. If it's looking good, feeling good, it's good.
Why you ain't cutting the show out? Well, you can be out there polishing on the car and shit, getting the ring.
Well, you know, nah. I'm going to wait till I get some detergent and spray it on them fake ass $1,000 bills on yours.
That's part of your
job. Yeah. But I'm going to help Nightmare out this time. I'm going to scrape that fake shit off your car and help you out. There you go. That's how we do it. You know, I help everybody out.
I'll make sure I have your tire then.
There you go.
Get to the money come off, okay? If
that's it.
Don't come out, keep wiping, motherfucker.
There you go. I will do that, sir.
All right.
You need to peel that fake shit out that car because it don't make no sense to have that. And, you know, goddamn well, y'all ain't no racist. Well, no, I can't tell you ain't no racist. That's a lie. I would be remiss if I told a lie and said that you wasn't no racist. Now, I ain't going to do that. I'm going to keep it real. You're a damn good racist. And you do it very well, sir. So, one thing about me, I'm not going to hate on nobody. Smooth one of my guys. I talk shit and fuck with him all that there, but this one of them good guys that will race.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he one of these good guys that will get up in that water box and tangle with their ass.
So you might want a present or something.
Nah, I don't need no presents, man. My present is me being here on Earth, man. That's my present. Hennessy this day. You know, that's my present. You know, that's the day, you know, that's the day that I was brought here on Earth, and that's the day that I'm continually to be here on Earth with until I'm gone. So, no, I'm just blessed by the best, though. All that gifts and stuff, you know, I don't do all that. I'm cool with, you know. Now, if somebody forces something to me, then I can't resist and take it, but that's me asking for something, no, I don't do all that, brother. No. A birthday is a day you celebrate because you're here, not because you want a present. Yeah. I see quite a few people on here, and ain't nobody pressing one button to get no racing started, no mess started, no nothing. Hey, you fans, come on over here and y'all tell me who y'all want to see race this weekend, you know what I'm saying? I see you got Dallas numbers on here. I got Houston. I got San Antonio. God damn it, I got Georgia. All these goddamn numbers. Somebody hit that one button. Tell me who they want to see this weekend going to battle. Shit.
They see I'm on this
motherfucker. That might be a reason, too, but hell. You shouldn't be able to stop them. Hit that one button, y'all. Let me see who y'all want to see going to battle this weekend. You know, this is the last minute lucky.
Last minute lucky, goddamn. Do or die.
After the night, ain't no more bullshit. It's time to go.
Either they gonna fart or shit, Dre. Which one? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Shit, get out the pot one.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they gonna have to do. Motherfucker gonna have to get out there and pot of shit one. Yes, sir, they gonna have to do that. Yeah. We need to see who else on here that want to get out the pot. That's got to go. Nikki Hayes. Put the damn mic up. That motherfucker ain't listening. Okay. Hell, we even got North Carolina people on here.
I'm on here, Dre. I'm still on here.
All right. Say, Captain, but yeah, man, tell them how this thing gonna kick off and then gates open up at what, 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock?
The gates go open at 3 o'clock and we're gonna start making passes at the track and actually go hot about 5:30. You know, let all the races come in and get unloaded and everything and start making some shakedowns, and hopefully about 6 o'clock we'll be in full stride, man. You know what I'm saying?
So
make this thing kick off.
So, Kat, you say for spectators, 3 o'clock, 3 o'clock for the cars and everything.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, only thing that I really stress is that the races come on time and be on time because it's going to be a packed house, and a lot of races like to come whenever they feel like it. Then I say when they don't get a parking space, that they mad, you know?
Yeah.
So like you say to y'all, man, get there at 3 o'clock or a little bit after 3 o'clock. Once they run out, they run out, and you really can't fault the man for not having nowhere for you park, cause he giving you a fair warning now, be on time. So I mean, you know, the man running his thing, how he said, be on time. You need to be on time up there, cause once all the spots gone, they gone. Y'all just gonna have to get in where you fit in this. So it's more that mean what time you calling in there? You ought to be leaving around by 8 o'clock in the morning, huh?
Shit. Whatever time you come meet me on the freeway and guide me in.
Hey, I'm tell you like it is. If you waiting on your team to get up, and yeah, you better wake him up 4 hours ahead of time.
You don't know nothing about what's going on over here, boy.
I know all about what's going on over here, brother. I know all about what's going on over there, buddy. That's Team Nightmare, man. That's a car. That's a famous car for the $1,000 bills painted on it. I thought them was hundreds, and they turned out to be thousands. Well, you know, they sell that, what they call it, internet money, so that look like that internet money on that smoke.
Whatever you say, Dre.
Yeah, we can shoot Monopoly dice with it.
Knockoff tennis shoe you wear too,
right? Yeah. You wish. See, that's the whole thing.
That ain't no real Nike sign.
Yeah, you right. But guess what I got it sold on from? I mean, you the one sold it on from me, so hell, I mean, they knockoffs if you call them that. But I know everything I buy ain't never been a knockoff student player.
Whoa, don't do that,
man. I ain't never been a knockoff kid, man. Hey, let me tell you something. I always been a knockout artist, not a knockout artist. I knock out, not knock out.
Oh, now see, now you done went to another
level. Now, I'm just showing, you know, I never been a knockout student. I always did knocking out.
Move on with your show.
Ain't no dog. I'm just explaining to you, little brother. That's all. You know, sometimes my old school man needs a little bit of touching up too. Let him know he needs a little bit of tuning up. Keep things on the right path.
See,
yeah. Anyway, where my boy Carl at, man?
I don't know.
I'm a DJ, man. I gotta get my boy Carl on here. I'm a DJ, man. Oh, Carl Ray, the DJ.
Yeah,
oh, Carl Ray, my DJ.
That's who gonna
phone fell out. Yeah, I had to go on there and get it. I tried to get old Carl Ray on. Because I wanted him to say, play that fucking music, white boy. Yeah. We got to listen to some of that pop. Ray, that's Carl Ray here. Yeah. Carl Ray, what's going on, baby boy? You on that Dre Marv of the South show, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
I'm glad you said that, because I'm about to say some stupid shit.
Oh, yeah, what are you about to say?
What the hell? I'm going to say what you want, because I'm trying to get some gas. I go get some pussy.
Oh, yeah? Yeah? You buying some tonight? God damn, my boy.
Nah, it was about 30 minutes ago. When you pay your light bill, you got 30 days. You got 30 days with that pussy.
Okay.
If she turn you down, goddamn, you can go call the light company to turn them lights out, goddamn.
Okay.
Hey, so who gonna win? Who gonna win, goddamn it?
Win out of who?
The lights or her?
Shit, if you paying that light bill, you fuck around and win, because, see, that's the thing about it, you know. I've never paid bills for women. I pay my old lady bills, and that's it. I don't pay no outsiders, no. Okay? I pay them no attention at all.
Okay, see.
You know.
Now I know why you be on the phone with a nigga at 12 o'clock.
Hey, man, watch the N-word, bro.
Oh, my bad.
Watch the N-word for me now, man.
What y'all talking about today?
Oh, man, we talking about who gonna fuck y'all up this weekend and who ain't.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Hey, when y'all run Lil Bill, I want you to play that song called Imagine Now. Let me figure my side piece. Put that side piece on it. Yeah,
what
so,
you
want to
do? What you want to do with it? Me and you.
What you mean?
Your pocket.
Uh-oh.
What's your pocket look like? Spend some of your birthday money.
It's going to look real good. Hey, hold up. What me and you can do on feet if you give me the hit?
You got that.
Like that.
You ain't a bad motherfucker. You got that.
let's do it. We going to run 20 yards for what? What you going to do?
What the fuck 20 going to do? 20 ain't going to do a motherfucking thing to piss me off.
20 yards gonna make me. I bet you can't catch me in no 20 yards, motherfucker.
I bet you lock in 10 more yards. I run out your life.
Hold on, let's go from 50 yards. Then let's run a half on football field.
You ain't want the problems.
Yeah, I do. Y'all see how count this man out? This man talking crazy. All right, yeah, that's a nightmare. Man. See how they do?
Like, I bet you won't lock it in.
Lock it in.
What you want to do? Lock it in. Lock it in. Half. Ooh,
look at that.
50 yards. Hey, 50 yards.
Okay.
Pro tree.
Hey, you gonna know?
Pro tree. If you wobble out your motherfucking lane, nigga, you lose. I mean, excuse me, man.
No.
Pro tree, you
okay.
Wobble out your lane, you lose.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't cross the lane.
Balance
is going to be off, because you know your body wipes out of still.
Yeah.
979-44-99. Who is this? Hello? 979-44-99. Who we have?
Call them girls, tell them closed legs don't get fed.
Carl, we already said that.
Yellowcat made an announcement about, you know, the race, and then we said at 10 o'clock, it's grown folk time.
All babies.
We ain't told them what's going down yet. We told them it's going to be a surprise.
No.
All babies go to bed at 10.
Fellas, bring out your wallets.
Dre, I might even run you for the party, so what you want to do? I'm sick of you.
Let me get a couple of drinks here, man. I'm going to be feeling like I'm ready to do something crazy anyhow.
I ain't going to let you do it then, Jay. You already got a without being sober. Are you drunk and trying to do it? Nah, I ain't going
to. I think I'm gonna get Dre the mic and let Dre get on the mic and start to pour it out of his damn self. Fuck it.
If you do like you did in Yellow Belly, he gonna turn that motherfucker out.
Oh man. He so ill.
Yeah, boy, cruising down really slow, bitches ain't shit. I'm finna come through with a tilted bumper kick.
See what I'm talking about? Yeah, motherfucker already practicing. What kind of bumper kit?
A tilted bumper kit. You know, that mean that's a fair wheel, boy.
You hell on wheels, Dre. Ain't bullshit.
That's a fair wheel. Tilted bumper kit. Oh, I guess old Ellie
can't
get his ass off the phone. Okay, okay.
Where Ellie have that old slow ass car he got gonna get killed over the weekend?
He was just on there. He just had to get off. I believe his old lady. They out doing something. You know, got to chin with the wise first, man. You know, one thing about this drag race shit, I noticed a lot of guys are losing their wives and kids and stuff behind this drag race. Fellas, don't let this stuff make you lose your family. This ain't nothing but a hobby.
Ain't you single, Dre?
No. Smooth found that out yesterday when he, said something.
What I miss, Smooth?
Oh, man. We have to take that up on the back line. Say, I got to
okay.
Ride this shit here.
No. I don't mind, man. Whatever, Smooth. Whatever.
Man, that motherfucker damn near bit his tongue, man. I ain't never heard that motherfucker go to speak Chinese and all that shit together. Chinese and say my young and every motherfucker.
What he did, Carl, he said, you know, about the deal tomorrow night. And I said,
God, that's why I'm going with the hollering so quick and so loud. Hold him up.
What he kept on? Hey, a PMC, bitch, get the.
Nah,
he wasn't saying that PMC shit.
Nah,
I wasn't hollering. Hold up. Don't do it like that.
Wrong one. Wait a minute.
Oh, no, he didn't get out like that, did he?
Yeah, I did. I ain't got no shame in my game, but it is.
I did. Drake.
Yeah, bad ass.
The mouth of the South.
Yeah, the mouth of the South got mouth of the North that time. Quiet in the mother.
You must be. God. Damn, it's on. You must be from, like King B said, you must be from Fourth Ward.
No, none of that.
It's hot. It's been in the truck for a minute.
Hey, where my guy Batman at? Let me try to get Batman on here and talk for a minute.
That man gonna lock you in, you get him on.
You say Batman gonna do what, Smoke?
Gonna lock you in.
I ain't know you had. I ain't think you have a show today. Oh, I guess it's the last day of lock in, so.
Damn. Last minute lock in.
Shit, I was gonna come through the west when I got off, cause I talked to Price earlier. He said, well, they were going down to what's called, how they going to be out there drinking and shit, going to click down the cliff from them. So he told me about to get off.
Man, you coming to A-Side this weekend? We on the Dre Mile for the Side Show, baby. Boy,
I don't know. Hey, Dre, I'm still at work. I'll get you back, okay?
All right. Y'all get your dollars, man. I ain't never seen a man stay at work so much. But when it comes time to work on his motherfucking car, he always missing a rock arm or side panel needs to be painted or floor needs some more wires on. You know, it's foolery to even let a man like that be in the race game. I know a lot of y'all know who Batman is, and a whole lot of us know what he stands for. He stands for perception. And you know what perception means? Nothing.
I'm going to use some words tonight, Jack.
Yeah.
You must have had you two or three. Hey, you must have had you two of them goddamn cold-ass 12-ounce Heinekens, mother. I'm going to use some words tonight, Jack.
I ain't got fucked up yet, Carl. It's just, you know, the intensity. You know, Batman will come on
there
the show
go,
like...
There you go, though, with another big one.
Intensity,
Marvel, hey, keep talking, Dre, because I'm learning some shit tonight, Jack.
Yeah, well, you know, like I say, the man, you know, he's talking about like he's a bad man, you know, do certain things to certain people. But then when it all boils down to it, that man is softer than puppy piss.
And then what?
Puppy piss. Hey, fellas, I told y'all, y'all hit that old one button and get y'all some lock-in, man. This show is made for locking in on your note, you know. Or you can come on in and talk about how you think the race gonna fly tomorrow. I mean, Sunday and all that good old stuff.
You know.
Like I say, everybody that's on here, if y'all are attending the race on Sunday, we're also having what they call a little meet and greet at 3100 Fountain View. That's Houston, Texas. That's over off Richmond and Fountain View at the place called Prospect Park. It's formerly known as Scott Gertner's. For you guys down there in Houston, y'all knew where Scott Gertner was at. That's Prospect Park now. We're going to have a little meet and greet over there for everybody that's racing and stuff. So if you ain't doing nothing and you feel like sliding through tomorrow, we're going to kick this thing out pretty early for my B-Day. So y'all come on through. Scott Gertner's. Yeah, you need money to drink with if you're going to buy drinking. But as far as getting in, it's free admission to get in. So
Damn, I thought it was your birthday. You'd be having drinks out there, bro.
Well, you know, hey. Man, you know what I do. Yeah, I love strippers. Yeah, I love them strippers.
Hey, what you getting back to the people, man?
What I'm getting back to the people is appreciation for them coming out celebrating my day with me.
you appreciate
the people that call and you appreciate
they gonna call you all kind of rotten motherfuckers.
You appreciate the people for calling. You appreciate the ones that want to come that can't come. And you appreciate the one that don't even want to come and don't give a damn. So you got three appreciations. You know what I'm saying? You appreciate the do wants and the don't wants. So, hey.
You say what?
You appreciate everybody, man. Yeah, I appreciate the individual just walk up and say, hey, happy birthday, Dre. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's what you. Well, yeah, that's true. That's true. You know, Dre don't have a lot of friends for the simple fact Dre is who he is. You know what I'm saying? A motherfucker that don't take no shit off of people. That's what I always been marked as.
That's what you fucked up. You were doing
okay.
Good.
Okay. No, I ain't fucked up. That's what a lot of people fucked up at trying to come at me like that. You know, I'm still doing good. I'm doing well. You know, I'm happy with where I'm at in life, man. If you're not happy with where you're at in life, then you all fucked up.
Well, Motherfucker told me if you get a freeze bag full of ice and hold it in your hand 10 minutes, your whole goddamn body will lock up.
Well, see, that's the thing. Hey, they told me a whole lot of shit that ain't never been cool, Carl Ray. So, see, you know what I'm saying? I live by the fundamentals of things that I feel are good for me.
Dre, don't be out too late Saturday, man, because you know you gonna have a long goddamn day Sunday, buddy.
No, I'll be all right, bro.
You know? We don't want you to tap out at all.
No, I don't do no tapping out. I tap in, though. I tap in some shit. I don't tap out at all. You know? But, yeah, man, it's going down, fellas. We're going to have to get this thing going like it's supposed to. We're going to do this thing. We're going to start this shit all right. We got DRE in the house tonight, so we gonna do that.
DRE,
man, you know what DRE stands for?
Is that a production or what?
Even that motherfucker laughs.
The man said that a production. Hey, man, say hi. Was that a production?
I'm just asking. I don't know, bro.
Ooh-wee. Man, oh, man, oh, man.
God damn, the mouth of the South. Birthday done showed up, coming up.
Snuck in on him, and now you can't turn back.
Yeah, go ahead, Paul.
What'd you do about them people we met in Arkansas that you said you was going to invite to the party? Did you ever hit them up again?
Oh, yeah, I've been talking with them for about a week now. Hell yeah.
They coming?
Oh, okay.
He said she had nobody in the morning. I remember some more people down there alone with you, man. You know, I meet people everywhere I go, man, you know. And see, I got some real good taste of women. So, you know, Carl, you saw that bad individual I jumped on right there, though. So.
You said what, Dre?
I said, tell them about them. See, I got real good taste for a woman. You know what I'm saying? That woman I'm pulling off of right there, that might have been, that was just a little something, but she was still fine as hell.
That was just a little something, Dre.
Well, see, I gotta keep the shit spread out because three of my kids' mothers are coming. Okay.
I pray and hope nothing don't backfire. Or you ain't gonna wanna talk nobody Tuesday morning.
Be able to talk. You gotta talk at that strong.
No, man, they be all right, man. One thing about the women that I deal with. Hey, who got me on speakerphone? Somebody got a real bad echo, man. Who got speakerphone on? Give me out that goddamn Bluetooth, Carl. That's your ass.
No, I ain't, man.
Well, Smooth, that's you got me on that shit.
I've been on this phone ever since 2 weeks ago. Shit, and that's probably your phone.
Nah, it ain't mine. Say, man, this motherfucker is calling for real.
Get up by that ice machine. Then it'll probably stop.
I ain't by no ice machine, little bro.
Not better yet, nigga. You say you out there in the ward. Bro, I just stand up on that telephone post where you can get a good signal.
Yeah.
Hey, did you say earlier your one of your brothers came to the crib?
Yeah, yeah, my brother that be working off the boat, yeah, he here.
Oh, okay. He coming out?
Yeah, yeah, he be out. That nigga last name go. Oh, excuse my friend, son. Not the N word. I apologize. Yeah, his last name Garland.
Is your boy Jay Bowens coming to your event?
I'm not sure. He's also welcome to come, but I mean, you know, hey. Man.
Them boys down there in is getting it in.
Oh yeah.
Flying all over the track. Hey man, what car got a new truck? Or did he paint his truck on No Lid Crib? Did he paint his truck?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, cause that truck white. Yeah, I seen him race earlier. He whooped somebody. It was a grudge race.
I don't think Craig truck out.
They call his name out.
Well, it must be back right. I know he's getting a whole lot of work done to
him. Yeah, well, it's out because he was driving it today.
Yeah, man.
D&D want him.
No, they don't want that.
They said they do.
That's what they say.
Yeah, that's what they say. That sucker looking pretty good today.
Man, that girl, that's fine is all I know. Say smoke. If it's one gal in Dallas, that's fine. If there won't be a yellow bill every weekend. Now that woman there is nice.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
He talking about Felicia. Felicia.
Who? What you say, Paul?
He talking about Felicia. You talking about Felicia.
No. This girl name ain't no Felicia.
Yes, her name is Felicia. The one that was pretty famous.
This woman name is Felicia. Not Felicia. Felicia.
That motherfucker made me choke, man. Damn, he made me choke.
Oh, no. This one name is Felicia. It's not that other that call, man. It's kind of close to it, but it's not that.
God, man, it's a Felicia.
Yeah, it's F-E.
That fool said Felicia.
Yeah, that's a nice one, though, boy. That's a nice
you'll probably see him Sunday.
I hope so. I give her a piece of cake.
You got too much going on.
Smooth. Don't leave me alone. Let him, really, I want to see Raz step up.
He got too much going on. He got this going. He got that coming. He got this waiting. He got
this
toner. Oh, man, he got too much shit going on.
Say, watch how a grown man handle all that in the right way. Watch how I handle it in the proper way. The way I handle things, a whole lot of guys should take notes. Yeah. Just take notes.
You put some margarita mix in it?
Yeah. You want some more? So I sound like you know that eating a meatloaf, man.
Yeah, a little bit.
That sound like some beef pork or something.
Yeah, just a little bit. You like what?
He sound like you know they eating some beef pork or something.
Nah, cuz. Ain't doing that.
Well, what you all that munching on, bro?
Oh, eat some chicken. Some broccoli.
Oh, okay. It's nice to have a woman cooking for you. It's nice to have a woman cooking for you. Well, fellas, I'm finna probably get out here to this damn track, man.
Oh, you finna go to the track tonight?
Yeah, they up there.
Oh.
I don't need no goddamn ride. They around town, though.
You walking distance?
Say what?
What, you in walking distance?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm walking
distance. How you turning, Dre? 38?
Say, man, that for everybody to find out of what, though? How we got damn car, right? Everybody supposed to find out if a brother is getting kind of young.
He better start learning how to drive for your birthday, huh?
I learned that when I was. Hey, I was doing that when I was 10, man. That was almost.
He's gonna turn him loose, you know what I'm saying?
He's gonna drive the 18P. What, you gonna take the back roads?
Nah, I don't need to do all that.
Because you ain't that far, because you can go back on, what's that street you say, you can go through and come on the backside and be there?
And while that's where he's walking, he's going to jump the fence, you know. He says he's in the backyard, or he's going to pee, so he's not going to jump the fence.
Yeah. Say, Smoke, you fuck around, I'll hide you back there, little dog. Fuck around and hide in the middle and pass out, man.
He just doing like ET, he fought the light, whatever it is, man. How you boy Slick doing? Is he going out? Is the man still bleeding? Yeah, what's up, Slick? Yeah, good. Slick good. Yeah, he good, okay. I just want to know, because brother being concerned about him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that working for gas, Monkey, huh?
You say what?
Yeah, that working for old gas, Monkey, huh? Hey, Smooth, it sounds like you finna be out and about, man. Where you heading, man?
Down taking care of some little old Ben. I ain't out and about it. I'm just running a little air and shit.
Shit, I know when I call my mom, hey, I need to get that old fine ass brow from up there at the one pair yellow belly. That motherfucker.
I see him tomorrow, which one to tell him?
Huh?
I see him tomorrow, which one to tell him?
Tell her walk up and tell Dre happy birthday. That'll make me cool right there.
That'll make the little wee wee stand up if she say that.
Oh man, come on, dog. Why you talking about another man's genitals, dog?
Oh, I forgot we on the goddamn show.
Yeah, man. Don't invite. That's how you talk on the back line, man. That sound
fuck. Say more shit out the way
in there. I ain't never said nothing. I don't never invite a man to another man's genitals. I don't do that.
All right.
Yeah. Leave that alone. I ain't never.
I think that happened. Both of them motherfuckers gonna know how that.
Yeah. Don't. You know, we talk like we got a little sense on here, man. This is a sensible show. Yeah. We don't talk about another man's.
Dre, you should have went and did your show at the. You should have went to the track and did your show at the track and I gave some updates. Who looking good? Who ain't looking good?
They all out there looking good. Y'all see something. You don't need no update. You see something. This shit.
By the time Drake out there, they're going to be loading them bitches up.
Yeah, that's true. They need to be loading them motherfuckers up now. You don't need to be showing nobody shit.
Too late, man. They locked in, so you're going to do what you're going to do, and you hear what it is.
But on your end, you don't need, you charged up and everything. You don't need no damn test, huh?
Where your boss man at?
I don't have one. No, I had one. going on in like 6 years, buddy. Who you talking about?
Chino.
Oh, no, I don't know nothing about that one, homie.
You got about a rebound, man.
I heard through the grapevine, Chino going to let you drive the RV in the gate, through the gate.
No.
Lean and jamming some screw music.
Yeah. Now I got to work my wood grain wheel. Yeah, Carl, you know that what Slim Thug say. He say I'm taking off down the runway. It's broad day Sunday. Haters looking at me. I ain't playing nothing but gunplay. Hand on my grain as a swing on the one way. Boppers everywhere. I see it to be a fun day.
Not the gum train. Bam, bam, bam. Not the gum train.
Man.
Well, Dre, I don't know what you're finna do on this show, but I'm finna get off this show because I'm finna go swimming.
Yeah, me too.
And I'll catch up with you later.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you fellas out here, and I appreciate everybody out here. We finna go and get up off this for tonight. Hey, I appreciate everybody tuning into the Mouth of the South, man. We will have special updates next week about
Dre.
The support rate. Yeah, go ahead.
Before you go, did you see what the call? These nuts. Bye.
In your mouth. Man, Carl, that was a nice one, boy. Hey, y'all hear, man, talking about some genitals, so that's what he like in his butt. Well, yeah, fellas, y'all get out of here, man. I'm finna get out of here. Y'all get out of here. We'll check over with y'all next week. Till then, keep it grudge racing, everybody. Appreciate you calling next weekend. All right.